Well, this is a, ooh, what's that, fire?
That's correct.
It's cold out. It was cold this morning, 32.
Yeah, it was a little nippy.
Yeah.
That was a popper.
Stand back. Jeez.
Yeah. Hot cross buns.
What do you want to do show about today?
Oh, there's a lot of things we could talk about. Bill's life, the world.
Life. Ooh. Life and I don't know what else. Death, I guess.
Death, that's part of life.
Yeah.
It's a great big circle, right?
I don't know. You are what you eat, so
that's true. If
you eat your broccoli, you'll live longer.
Yeah,
you might not get cancer.
You'll just be gassy. You know, lose your friends that way.
But you'll live longer.
Yeah. Maybe your wife enjoys the farts. You don't know.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just the little things, you know, that they enjoy about you. Just never know. Maybe ask your wife or husband if they enjoy your farts. I don't know. Might turn into a conversation.
Yeah, it might turn into a fight.
Yeah.
Divorce.
Yeah. That's, you know, not to like write on about this fart thing, but you know when you're really comfortable with a person when you can fart around them, you know, like your wife or husband, you know. If you fart around them, then it's pretty solid marriage.
I haven't done that since 1968.
Yeah.
Graduation. Really.
Yeah. Must have been the brownies back then, right?
I don't know. It's too far along. Too far gone. I can't remember that far back. Now I got a cough.
That was cough number one.
Yeah.
You know, back then, though, you know, memories were kind of like, you know, you were in the moment, you know?
Well, back then, nothing mattered. You know, you're immortal.
Yeah, you're invincible.
Yeah, you could do anything and get away with anything.
Yeah. Now there's cameras everywhere.
Now it's like, what are you trying to stay alive a little longer?
Yeah. Oof. Cling on the oars of a raft, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
You've been through some storms, right? You know, you've been.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, geez. Yeah. I could write a book. All kinds of crazy situations.
But that's a good thing, though. Like, you know, some people, you know, I when I was younger, I didn't probably appreciate people's. That were older than me is wisdom, but you know, as you get older, you realize sometimes you have to take what the person's saying as possibly true. It could be true what they're saying, and then other times you have to be like, "Eh, that's bullshit," you know. You know, so you have to learn that filter, I guess, because it's not easy. Because sometimes they're telling you something, it sounds like, you know, it's BS, but reality is it's probably the truth, and maybe you should listen to, and heed it at least, you know.
I don't think I listen too good when
it's
I was
hard.
Younger.
Yeah, it's harder. Yeah, it's hard when you're younger.
Because when you're younger, you know everything. So.
Right. Well, it's kind of like when you're very young, before you're a teen, you know, your parents are everything, right? And then as you get older as a teen, you start realizing your parents aren't really that truthful. There's a lot of things they're BSing about. And then you get older as a parent, you realize, wait, my parents might have been right about something. You know, you start going through that kind of phase, and then as you get older, you start realizing, oh, there's a lot of truths in the past, and we're trying to say it without being too boisterous and saying I'm right and you're wrong as a teenager.
Well, my dad taught me what not to do.
Yeah.
You know, I mean,
that's another lesson you can learn too. Yeah,
the things he did are just dumb, stupid. He just killed himself.
Yeah,
killed himself.
Yeah, with alcohol, right?
Alcohol, yeah. And you name it. But
I think that was a lot of people's way, and I'm not condoning alcoholism. I'm just saying that a lot of times there's a reason why they're alcoholic and they're going down a path to fill a hole of pain, I guess you'd say.
I don't know.
Because what was his childhood?
It was an addiction to him, I think.
Right. But what was his childhood like? You know, that's the,
I don't know.
That's the problem, you know? Yeah. You know, you go into.
Well, his dad was an alcoholic too, Grandpa.
Right.
Grandpa Hinkle, he drank a lot.
Right.
But he was pretty successful. I mean, he was a little more on the wealthy side.
Right. But that was very common back then. People were alcoholics back then. It was normal. You know?
Well, he blamed it on the war, I guess.
I don't know. That could be true.
He's one of the first Americans into Germany.
Yeah.
So
that messed someone up, yeah.
Yeah, so it. I don't know. Who knows? Who knows what's right and wrong?
I'm not condoning. It's just, you know, there's a lot of times in the past I look at, you know, family members that were alcoholic and some of them went through some horrible things and just kind of fell into the alcoholism. It was an easy way of releasing that energy, kind of like the pops are here back there. It's a lot of, you know, energy in them, you know. But, you know, that's nowadays people, you know, instead of alcohol, they fill their guts full of food, you know. And here we are today in 2025.
Well, the food they sell nowadays is pretty processed, I guess you could call it.
Oh, yeah.
Everything's got all this processing and sugar and salt.
I think a lot of it is, you know, there's truth to that, but also I think people are just not moving as much. So it's calories in, calories out. You know, if you're eating too many calories, you're going to, and not, you know, burning the energy, then you're going to gain weight. Like if you look up Michael Phelps, the swimmer, right? He was eating like 20 or 10,000 calories a day, and he wasn't fat. And that's because he was burning it. You know, he's swimming. And so, and he was eating chicken nuggets from McDonald's.
I don't know him.
Yeah, he's a swimmer. He's an Olympic swimmer.
Never met him.
No, but, you know, that's an example there. He's, you know, a twig, but he could swim. So I think, you know, a lot of it, you know, people would want to blame it on processed foods. I think there could be truth to that, but I don't think it's the main cause of problems of the health problem in America. I think it's just people are eating too much. It's simple physics, you know. You can't beat physics. If you're eating too much, then... and not burning the energy enough, then you're going to gain weight. It's just simple math, you know.
Sugar, I think if you too much sugar, it'll make you fat.
Oh, yeah, it's higher. It's very high in calories, you know. You look back in the 80s when they switched from real sugar to high fructose corn syrup, there's another factor. I do think there's a difference in that, in the calorie intake, and maybe the way the body processes things. But, again, that's another one where we're taking corn. It's kind of like ethanol. We're taking ethanol and, you know, we're making corn into ethanol, and the whole process is stupid. We're wasting money and time on it. And it's the same thing with high fructose corn syrup. We're taking corn and making it into a sugar substitute. And I think that's kind of absurd. But, again, it's calories in, calories out. I don't know.
There must be making money on it. So.
Oh, sure.
That's probably why they're doing it.
Government subsidies, you know. The government's subsidizing this production because sugar... it's in competition against sugar, so it keeps the farmers planting their fields, you know. I don't know. We could easily solve it by just, you know, growing sugar somewhere. You know, we did it with wheat. We took wheat and made it so it could grow in environments that it's not normally used to, you know.
I don't know. You want to play some tunes or...
I don't know. We could just talk, you know, whatever.
Want to just BS the whole time?
You never know. Anything could come out, you know.
It's a BS show.
You had a busy week too.
Selling a lot of or delivering a lot of firewood.
Yeah.
Unreal.
And dead tree carcasses. You're sending them out.
Yeah, people call all the time, constantly.
Yeah, you have to turn them down. I don't blame you, you know.
If you're more than 5 miles from my house, I ain't going there.
The truth to be told is, you know, you've had people that wanted you to drive an hour to them. And it's like, you can't do that. You're driving all the time. You don't have enough, you know, time or hands to do that. And it'd be different if
it makes no sense.
No.
You can't charge $150 and be gone for 5 hours.
Holy right. Smokes. Yeah, you're below minimum wage, basically.
Yeah.
You know?
Crazy.
You'd have to raise your rates just to travel. You'd have to add a travel time to it. And at that point, they just might as well order wood from someone more local to them.
Well, I probably started that because in the beginning, 3 or 4 years ago, I was going everywhere. I was going to Ohio, New York, all over the place.
Yeah.
No more of that.
No, I don't blame you. That's a lot of road trip and wear and tear on you and the vehicle. And
yeah, and I wasn't charged. Even my customers told me that. They said, you got to charge more. You got to. So I added $50 to it, and nobody cares.
Yours probably still way too low, probably. I hate to say it.
Yeah, well, compared to some of the big competitors I got, they're at $225, $250, and they charge for delivery.
And you know, the thing is, too, is they're not even doing they're doing half the labor you're doing because they probably have a bigger operation.
Yeah,
so they have,
big,
you know,
machines.
And just, so they're not even probably chucking wood as much, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't, what do you do about that, you know? I don't know.
I just do what I can do, and that's it.
Right.
You know, take it or leave it, I don't care.
Yeah.
But... I just want to make a nice product. That's the only thing I don't want to give them scrappy wood, or wet wood or all, and stuff like that. Now I got the hiccups. What causes hiccups, anyways?
From what I remember reading,
your stomach or your lungs or what?
It's the muscle line. There's muscles down in your stomach area, and they supposedly get air in them for some reason. I don't know.
Huh.
Could be from our evolutionary past, Bill.
I could go see the doctor next week. Maybe I'll ask him.
Yeah.
See if he knows.
Yeah. From what I was told is it's in your stomach area, like right here, where, you know, of course I'm saying that, you can't see what I'm doing, but it's like your stomach area has get air in it, and then your body's trying to expel it. To say, is it from the fish? That's all. You know.
You know what? The older I get, the less I know.
Well, that's right. You know.
There's no reason to know.
That could be true. For some, you know, to me, I just have a curious mind, you know. There's always something you could read about, you know. There's always something you can learn about.
Yeah, that's good to learn stuff.
Then when you get down the rabbit hole.
You forget it, so.
Yeah, well, down the rabbit hole, you start going down the rabbit hole, something that most people wouldn't care about, you know. It just, that's when it gets crazy, you know. Like, I could sit there and bore you to death about how car and horse came from the same root word, but who cares, you know.
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so it's like in that situation, no one cares, you know.
Oh. That's why, we went to McDonald's today and you hear this music on the thing. Who cares?
You know,
it's just the same crap over and over and over.
They could just play something instrumental and it'd be better. Yeah, like, because you're hearing these.
A piano and a fiddle or something.
Yeah, because every time we go on a Thursday in there and, you know, we're fine dining and they're playing the same music at the exact same time. It starts to make it feel like we're doing Groundhog Day, you know, that movie. And we're going to repeat. And I don't like that. I like having a variation a little bit in life.
Well, that music that they use has been scientifically proven to make you want to eat more.
Yes.
And supposedly.
And there's a reason they play it, too.
It gives me indigestion when I hear it.
Right. There's also the point, too, they don't want to push music that's too controversial. So they don't put, but... I don't know. It's all pop music, you know. Yeah. What do you do?
Yeah. Who's that? Who's that one? Taylor Swift or Swift?
You talking about earlier today? There was Miley Cyrus that was on.
Oh, Miley Cyrus.
Yeah, Taylor Swift used to be a country artist that turned pop. You know.
Yeah. I don't know anything about her, or Miley Cyrus. That sounds like her. Does her dad? A country singer?
Billy Cyrus. Yeah.
Oh yeah, Billy Ray Cyrus.
Yeah. That's his daughter.
Oh.
Yeah, she's a nut job.
Billy Ray Cyrus. He sounds... What was his famous song?
Achy Breaky Heart, I think.
Yeah, something stupid.
Yeah, it was a goofy country song.
Jeez.
Back then, with the mullets, you know. Now mullets are coming back. Yeah. How do you feel about that? Bill, you went through that stage of life where did you have a mullet?
Well, I don't even know what that is.
It was that, you know, party in the front, business in the back, you know, the kind of longer in the back.
I don't know. I never comb my hair ever.
No, neither do I.
My whole life.
but that's something
I
like.
I take a shower, roll down the window, and by the time I get where I'm going, it's dry.
The deer are probably mystified. Like, what the heck?
Yeah. Well, I went home the other night from practice, band practice. Yeah. It was dark out.
Yeah.
I pulled in the driveway, and the whole front yard of my son's there. Chris's front yard, there must have been 50 deer.
Oh, yeah.
There was just a herd of them, and they were all running every which way because the headlights shined on them.
Yeah.
I never seen so many deer in one spot.
What
the heck's going on? They must have been having a convention or
something. Yeah, it's rut season, so you get all the bucks. The bucks are trying to get their mates, we'll call it that.
Wow. There was a pile of them. I mean, just... There had to be 50 of them anyways. Yeah. I mean, I never seen that many deer. Wow.
My son was last night outside, and he called to tell me there was deer out there to come out. I'm like, no, I ain't coming out. It's cold.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen deer before, you know. I mean, I'm not to brag, but I did shoot 2023 largest buck of the year in Pennsylvania. But the point is like, I'm like, dude, it's rut season. Don't be horsing around outside. Yeah. You know?
I get attacked.
Yeah, you never know. There's been bear running around, too. I bet you they're pretty hungry, trying to get ready for hibernation.
Yeah, I delivered some wood to a guy yesterday, and he is saying he's got a bear coming around his house. And he got his garbage can. That's what it was. He said
he took his
garbage can and dragged it down the road.
Oh, jeez.
He said he didn't know if there was anything in there or not, but the bear was running off with his garbage can. Something.
Who would have thought, you know, 2025 bears would be moving trash cans around like that, you know?
Well, they're I'm glad. I think those Christmas lights are scaring the bears and the raccoons away from my house because I haven't seen any.
Huh.
So as soon as it gets dark, the Christmas tree light, Christmas lights come on. They flash all over the place.
Yeah.
That must scare them. Because I haven't seen any bear.
Huh.
Which is a good thing.
I thought maybe it was the outhouse.
No. That wouldn't scare them.
You never know.
Yeah, they would. Yeah. They were scary. I tell you, I had three of them that come around all the time.
Yeah.
They stick their arms up on the porch and great big claws and trying to grab stuff.
They're like trying to take Bill's honey.
Ooh, man.
I remember the one time when you were in Canada Lake at that one house there you had, and there was a black bear eating the bird feeders. And it was a big bear.
Yeah.
It was a big boy. You could tell.
They like bird feeders. They like bird seed, sunflower seeds. And
yeah.
Stuff.
It was a really, you realized, oh, this one's fed.
Canada, though, they just run right down the street. They don't care.
Yeah. What time of day do you think they usually come out?
At dusk, you know. Yeah. And when it gets dark out, then they're really out.
Right.
They're really out running around.
Right.
Some of them are pretty fast, too.
Oh, really?
The smaller they are, the faster they go. But, I don't know. You just want to BS or you want to play a song or two?
I don't know. It's up to you. I mean...
Yeah, do you got any songs?
Not handy, but I'm sure you could pick a few.
Yeah, let's look around and see what we can find.
All right.
People get tired of hearing us just talk. Holy smokes.
You never know.
I get tired of hearing me talk. Jeez. All right, let's go look for something.
All right.
After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna chug, look, and shine. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is all about. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang. Gonna shake your tambourine. After midnight, it's gonna be peaches and cream. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is a whole labor. Let it all hang. We're gonna cause talk and suspicion, give an exhibition, find out what it is on lay back. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out. After midnight, we're gonna let it all hang out.
cocaine, Bill.
Well, that wasn't Eric Clapton. That was whoever.
J.J. Cale. He wrote the song.
He wrote the song?
Yeah, both his last two songs. Yeah, After Midnight was another one Eric Clapton covered. It's not original. It's a J.J. Cale song.
Leonard Skinner copied some of his.
Yeah, quite a few artists did. I was shocked. I always felt that there was a common theme among some of these bands, and I didn't know who it was until yesterday. I was researching and found J.J. Cale. I'm like, oh, wow. He has a different vibe to it. It's a little bit slower, I guess. I don't know.
Nobody's ever heard of him.
He's a kind of behind-the-scenes kind of guy. Yeah. Kind of my kind of guy, you know?
Yeah. I kind of like his style.
Yeah, it's not too out there. It's not like, here I am, look at me. It's this, just listen to this. If you enjoy it, enjoy it. You know, you don't have to, it might not be everybody's cup of tea, you know, but we need more of that, I guess, you know. There's so much music nowadays, too. Do you ever notice that? So much more music. There's so much new music out there. Ignore all the pop stuff you hear on the radio or hear at McDonald's. Ignore all that. If you just were to go on the internet and look at SoundCloud.
Only place I look is YouTube.
Yeah, there's a lot on YouTube too. There's so much music out there. If there's a genre you enjoy, that you truly enjoy, let's say you want something just from the 50s or 60s, there's bands out there that only stay in that genre. They only play that kind of music, not even covers. They're writing new music, let's say in 60s rock style. There's bands doing it. And it's crazy, you know?
Hey, whatever, make a buck, you know, who cares?
There's a thing I like looking up. It's called Sounds Vintage. And it's all bands in this last 5 years that make new music, writing their own music, you know, touring. And they're all, like, staying into a genre of the past time. And I find that interesting. I kind of enjoy it because you think that genre's gone? No, it's not. It's still going, you know. I don't know, bebop, you like bebop? Yeah, there's bands out there do it.
No, it doesn't even sound good.
No. But, you know, there was a time period for it, and people enjoyed it during that time. Why, you know, if they enjoy doing that music, why not? That's, I think, the fun part of it is if you enjoy doing it, enjoy it, you know?
Yeah, it kind of shines through when you enjoy it.
You said one time, and I think this is true, is if you can imagine playing it, then that's your music.
Well, if I said it, it must be true.
I do think that's a true thing. If you can picture yourself playing it, because to me, it doesn't have to be like, cause sometimes you can get too intricate, like the music's too technical, and that kind of, I zone out with that sometimes. I like it. I have to be in the mood for it to listen to too technical. And there's other times it's so simple, it sounds like happy pop music, you know, I can't get that into that. But there's a middle ground there where it has a vibe, has a nice chill vibe, or has a certain, like, if I'm angry about something, I can listen to music and I can listen to like angry music or something, and it kind of gets me in the zone and gets me out of it, you know? I don't know. Maybe I'm just rambling about that and I don't know really.
Yeah. What do I got? Any information? Eat broccoli.
Yeah.
Broccoli's a real cancer killer.
Yeah.
I've been looking at that on, I guess, YouTube too. And all these doctors are saying that broccoli is really good for avoiding cancer.
There's a lot of things growing up that I used to not eat, and I eat now. I just think nowadays we have a different ways of cooking things and adding spices to it that kind of really change things. Because growing up, no offense to my mother, she's a good cook, but she would boil a lot of vegetables. And
my mom was a terrible cook.
Yeah, I mean, when you boil vegetables, it does kind of make it mushy and kind of eh. But like spinach, I used to not be able to stand spinach. I like fresh spinach now. I love it. There's something about fresh spinach that
I never got over that bump there.
Well, that's probably because you had canned spinach, and that's different. It does have a way different taste with canned spinach. It's gross.
I just remember the raw stuff. Oof.
But if it's fresh spinach leaves, it's delicious. I could put it on a sandwich instead of lettuce, for instance. It has a nice, fresh, refreshing. And has a lot of antioxidants in it. So it's very nutritionally valuable. And it's cheap. It's like a dollar a bag.
Iron and spinach. Yeah. Who was the guy that ate spinach?
Popeye.
Popeye, the sailor, yeah.
But he ate canned spinach, which was gross, in my opinion. has a weird taste to
it. You squeeze the can and all the spinach would come out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of like Scooby-Doo. They had the same setup every episode, you know. Looking back, that was I guess consistency with kids is important. You know, you don't want too wacky.
Yeah, so that's my new theme is broccoli.
Broccoli, yeah. You like it roasted?
No, I just eat it raw.
Really?
Yeah. Sprouts are the best. I guess they're the most nutritious, too.
If you look it up, broccoli and asparagus, let me see here. Broccoli, I'm looking this up real quick. It's related. It has, so broccoli was in Europe developed, okay? So you have cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, romesco, kale, Brussels sprouts, collard, chevry cabbage, and guilaine are all the same plant. They're all the same plant. Did you know that?
No.
What they did is they bred them. They like selectively bred them to look a certain way. So broccoli is just the flower sprouts of the plant. Kale would be like the leaves. They promoted breeding the leaves to grow bigger. So basically, collard greens, and it's all the same plant. It's originally from a wild cabbage, and broccoli would have been the flower part. I found that weird when I found that out the first time. And I now, due to autism, I can't stop telling people that whenever they mention broccoli. So it's an interesting little tidbit there, you know, people.
What do they make cabbage of?
Like sauerkraut.
Coleslaw.
Yeah, coleslaw, yeah. Sauerkraut, yeah.
Always like that.
But that's something in Europe they did. They were starving, so they said, oh, we could breed it this way and do it this way. It would promote the leaves this way. And they end up diversifying one plant into many different food products. It's just interesting, I think, you know, what people used to do. You know, we selectively bred food to be grown differently than the wild ancestor.
Well, beets are supposed to be super good for you, but
yep.
I can't stand them.
Thanks. It's a rough one. The Germans, you know, they'll have their beet soup. The Russians have their borscht, I think it's called. I can't get into it. It's a acquired taste, I guess. You know, each person to their own. I don't judge, you know. But yeah, that's one about the broccoli. Is it originally came from different cabbage plants, basically, and that's right there is one of them. It's a cauliflower plant there. So cauliflower and broccoli are very similarly related to each other. So if you like broccoli, you might like cauliflower.
I don't know. I don't think I've ever tasted cauliflower.
Really?
Yeah. I just by looking at it, I don't think I want any.
With some butter, it's really good. I'm being honest with you. You can take, if you don't like rice, you could do broccoli rice, which is good too. I like that. I usually steam my vegetables. That's what I do. And it goes down really easy. You could eat a lot and then you get gassy. You know, I open my own gas company sometimes.
Hitler had a problem with that.
Yeah. Gas. Yeah. He was a vegetarian. Yeah.
He ate a lot of peas.
Did you know when the first laws? Pea soup. The first laws the Nazis passed were about animal cruelty and workers' labor laws. They passed the first few laws the Nazis passed when they were in power. Isn't that weird? They were concerned about the animals, but yet they could go kill 20 million people.
Yeah. Nothing. World War II, nothing makes any sense.
No. It's just like the Soviet Union and the Nazis were allied together for a while. They decided to divide Eastern Europe together. That's another little known fact, unknown fact.
Poland took the shot of that.
Yeah, they took both ends. The before that, in 1920, the 20s, we'll call it, 1920s, the Polish and the USSR, which is Russia, fought, and Poland won. So they weren't some weak country. They kicked butt.
Their problem was they tried to attack tanks with horses.
That's one battle. They did have tanks, but they end up. The problem was they couldn't defend the border when Czechoslovakia, at the time was Czechoslovakia, now it's Czech Republic, and the Czech in Slovakia, they're separate countries. Nazi Germany took over Czechoslovakia, and so the whole border was a huge, massive border, was on the southwest side of Poland, and it was not very easily defendable. So, and also they had the Soviet Union coming in from the east, so that didn't help because they joined in the battle with the Nazis against Poland. But that's a history lesson that people need to know, is that was a horrible thing. Why didn't the Allies attack the Soviet Union? Oh, we start sending them weapons because they got started.
That's what Patton said. He wanted to attack them.
Yeah, because, I mean, really, they joined the battle with the Nazis to take over Poland. But, you know, whatever. Finland put up a fight, too.
Big time.
The war was a mess. It was a mess. You know, you go from Japan in World War I following the Geneva Convention religiously. They were very modest people. Didn't any cruelty really that much. Actually, Canada committed more war crimes. That's why the Geneva Convention had to be updated, because of the Canadians. They were so brutal. But then Japan and, World War II got really nutty.
Yeah.
Did some horrible, horrible acts, you know.
Terrible,
and,
terrible times.
I can't remember the unit number. I think it's 572. I'm looking it up. Unit... Oh, 731. Unit 731. If you ever want to go down a dark rabbit hole, Unit 731, they did a lot of human experiments on people that don't get talked about enough. These are little things that people don't talk about enough. But how do we go from broccoli to Unit 731? I don't know how that happened.
I don't know. You did.
Yeah, I did.
You have a way of thinking.
I know. Rambling.
Drifting, yeah.
Yeah. I got that from my mother. I admit it.
Well, that's where the BS show comes in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, at least this stuff, you can Google it. Back in the day, remember back in the day when you were younger and you didn't have the internet. So when someone started rambling some weird stuff, you couldn't check it, Yeah. Now you can. You can go on Google and look these things up I said. And it's not, these are things I read and they're verified sources. And
does ChatGPT, does that do the same thing where you sometimes can check things?
Yeah, but, these things with, I don't even want to call it AI. It's large language models. They're not really AI. They're not artificial intelligence. They're large language models. They're predicting the next word, what to say. They're about 60% inaccurate. So you have to kind of like check and verify what they say, because a lot of times it's very wrong what they say. So don't always rely on it. I know too many people are using it now as like a search engine, because it does search things up.
Right. But I hear that all the time.
But it is, there's a lot of things. What it's really good at is writing at a college level literature. So if you wanted to write a poem or you could have it write a book, for instance, and it's very good at that. But where it's getting its sources from, that's where the concern is. You're getting into copyright issues. And so that's where it's kind of not, it's really a messy field. It's not really reliable. But writing code or telling you facts, it can get very wrong sometimes, especially with the programming. It can get very inaccurate and huge security holes. That's another problem is, people are using it to, they call it now vibe coding. Not very good. It's a very bad thing. So I don't, I'm going to say it's, 60% wrong. We'll just leave it at that. That's a good number.
Well, I haven't ever tried it. I mean, I don't even know.
It's the other problem with it is it's too agreeable. So it's, if you make a statement, it will agree with what you're saying. So it won't challenge you enough. You have to actually prompt it by saying, challenge me if I'm wrong. And then check and verify, and then you have to come back and say, well, you're ChatGPT, you're wrong. Here's this source saying this, and you have to kind of back and forth on it a little bit before it actually gives you a middle ground that's more probably realistic. So, again, it's not...
It's over my head.
it's not as,
I'm a little too old for that stuff.
But it is very, when you get the right amount of data, it is very good at writing. If you need help writing an email to make it more professional, it will point out where your tone's a little bit too much. And you don't have to copy and paste everything it says. You can just kind of modify what you're saying a little bit. Or if you're writing something like a manual for some reason, if you ever get into doing that, it helps a lot with that. So in some ways it's bettering the world in some ways, but maybe not rely on it too much.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It's how much? Are we almost done?
I don't know.
It's awful sunny out. Let's go outside.
Yeah. We'll play some more J.J. Kale.
Okay, you got something he...
Yeah, he's related to the broccoli, you know, because kale...
Kale and broccoli, they're cousins.
They're related to each other, like brothers and sisters, basically. Yeah, so if you like cabbage or cauliflower or broccoli or kale or Brussels sprouts or collards, greens, or, you know, they're all related to each other.
Well, they're all kind of good cancer fighters. That's
I've
been reading about that or listening.
If your whole garden was filled with that, wouldn't that just be one plant? I don't know. I've always said, why not, you know, technically...
Healthy rabbits.
Yeah, that's true. I've always said, why not take tomatoes, potatoes, and tobacco, which are all the same nightshade family, and grow and graft them. Boom, you got one plant. You don't have to worry about... You'll have potatoes beneath, you'll have tomatoes, and your tobacco leaves.
You know, who was that? I forget the doctor's name, but he said that nicotine is not addictive.
I seen that video,
And he went on and on about how it kills bacteria, this and that. It's actually good for you.
He said
it's all the other ingredients that they throw in cigarettes and whatnot that gets you addicted. And he said Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wears a... nicotine patch, 3 milligram nicotine.
Well, patch. He does a pouch like the one right here. I have his Zins. These right here are nicotine, and I have one in right
what
now.
Are you doing?
You put it's like a little pouch you put in your lip.
Oh, you stick it in your mouth.
Yeah, yeah. Huh. And it gives you a little bit of nicotine boost. I also vape, and so when I say this, I do think nicotine's addictive, but I don't think it's cancerous. What's cancerous? Is all the other chemicals. You smoking something and bringing it into your lungs, that's, we're not naturally made to smoke things. So it can change your cells in your lungs to cause cancer. But I always say that, for instance, vaping, people think it's horrible and whatnot. But if they read the science behind it, it is 97% safer than smoking. The NHS found that out. But it's not 100% safe. I make my own vape juice, so I know it's in it. You know, I read the MSDS files to know what's in these products when I put them together. Right. So I'm very careful about it, but it's not 100% safe. You know, I recognize that. But
probably nothing you do is 100% safe.
No, I mean, I use 100 milligram per milliliter nicotine. I dilute it down to the proper amount that I need, and that's very strong. If I get a drop on my hand, I won't sleep at night. It's like caffeine, but way more stronger than caffeine. And so I recognize that it's doses makes the poison. I can't, of course, you don't want 100 milligrams. That's outrageous. So I dilute it down to like 1 milligram. So it's very low. But that 100 milligrams lasts me a long time. So that's why I buy it at that concentration, because I can control how much I put into it. But I know where it came from. You know, when you buy a pack of cigarettes, you don't know where it came from. You're trusting that company. Whereas I get data sheets with mine. So I know it's where it came from, how much the concentration is. You know, I know the facts, you know, and I can back it up.
Well,
so
there's so much extra nonsense in all our food.
Yes, that's true.
Everything. They just put all kinds of stuff in there. I mean, potato chips are bad for you.
It's the oils. We forget that when you have oil into things, when you cook with oil, that's calories. You're adding that into your food when you make the calories. And some of the oils are good and some are bad. You can't, for instance, you can't take olive oil and cook it too high. That can change the profile of the oil. It's the same thing with avocado oil, or I sometimes use ghee, you know, for butter. It's a clarified butter. So I can use that and cook very high temperatures and it's safer. But you can't just take regular butter and throw it in a pan and it will start smoking too much. Whereas ghee, you can clarify it and then boom, you can cook real high temperatures with it. So it depends what you're doing with it, you know. Right. Some people use coconut oil. Some people use, you know, vegetable oil, whatever. I don't like canola oil. I'll admit that one. I don't like that. It has a weird taste to it, to me.
I don't know. I'm not much of a cook, so.
I like roasting things. You can put some olive oil on your veggies and then put it in, you know, roast them. Oh, they're so good. I think you're missing out, Bill.
Well, olive oil is good for you. Oh, yeah. For sure.
Yeah. Too much, though, is not good.
Right. Know? Too much of anything is not good.
Too much water can kill you.
Yeah, drown.
Yeah. You actually, your electrolytes will lower and you can get sick from it. I saw it in the Army. When I was in the Army, I had a guy named Pangburn. I shouldn't have said his name, but I did. He was from Vietnam. Didn't speak much English, but he was becoming an American citizen, and he joined the military, and he drank too much water one time and was in the hospital because of it. They thought he was dehydrated, so they started pumping him more full of fluids, and it made it worse. Huh. But yeah, he drank too much water and didn't eat enough to compensate, and he was just sweating and got really sick. I remember that. Yeah.
Well, you got one more Kale song?
Yeah, one more J.J. Kale. He was an interesting guy. I'm trying to deep dive more into him a little bit because...
Well, why don't we call it a day and...
yeah, enjoy the sun. It's vitamin D day.
We'll try to do some homework and try to do something a little different next week.
Yeah.
I don't know what, but...
We could do anything, Bill. That's the power of it.
Well, that's true.
That's where we get into the issue because then we could do anything. Well, when you say you could do anything, what do you do? It's kind of like let's make a game up, you know? And
hard to focus.
What's the rules? There's no rules. You know, how do you make a game with no rules? You know? I don't know.
Okay, well, everybody, you are what you eat, so try to eat the right things. And
I'll say calories in, calories out. It really solves to that. It's basic physics.
What do I know? I don't know. I quit going to Burger King, and I'm trying not to go to McDonald's, but I do maybe once a week.
Yeah, that's our one day a week thing. I don't eat McDonald's that much either. It's only really when I'm with you, and I don't even drink a soda anymore. I cut soda out of my diet. That's a hard one.
Yeah, that is hard to do. I tried that, and I think I'm addicted to Coca-Cola. I don't know.
The only thing I do is I do coffee in the morning. I have like two or three cups, and I drink water the rest of the day. I admit it's difficult. I love my coffee. I could be drinking it all day, but I used to drink a pot a day, man. It was killing me.
Yeah.
I used to do those energy drinks. I don't know if you remember those rock stars.
I never did. I never tried
they're
them.
They're pretty nasty. But,
I figured it was all caffeine or something in it.
A bunch of chemicals in them that, you know, were made of chemicals, but there's a lot of stuff in it, like taurine and stuff and caffeine that really amp you up, and it wasn't good. I wasn't sleeping right. Ever since I stopped doing them, but they're very tasty. I will give that. They're super tasty, and that's where they get you. They just taste so good, and they go down so good, and then you can't sleep at night. So, yeah.
Well, until next week, I guess that's enough of our BS.
Yeah.
And we'll end this with a song.
Yeah.
Kale, good for fighting cancer.
Stay Around.
That's the name of the song?
Yeah, kind of fitting.
Stay Around?
It? Yeah.
I've never heard it. So.
Yeah, everyone stay around. You know, we enjoy you. You know,
this will be news to me.
Life's too short.
Okay, till next week, we'll see y'all later.
Till it feels just right. Stay around. stay around, girl, and let's make love one more time. Ain't nowhere else you got to go, and neither do I. Ain't nobody else I want to know. I don't even try. Let's put it on, let it cook for a bit. Let's try it out and see if it fits. Stay around, stay around.